I'm Kevin Boucher, and this is WSIU In Focus. This is the time when we pause to remember the sacrifices of our military men and women. And many sources give credit to Murfreesboro native and Civil War hero General John A. Logan as establishing our National Memorial Day holiday. And plans are in the works to make a movie about Logan. As a writer and a producer, Dave Danielson is one of the founding members of Life in Pictures, a film company based in Iowa. And from a young age, he's been fascinated by General Logan, so much so that he and his partners are in the planning stages of making a film about this war hero and statesman. And WSIU recently talked with him about the project from his home near Des Moines, Iowa. What is it about this Civil War hero that really piques your interest enough to make a film about him?
When I was growing up, my mom told me about John A. Logan. So my mom's maiden name is Logan. And so that was just a story that I was exposed to at a very young age. And as I grew older and got into writing and communications and marketing, which has been the majority of my career, I also had a very strong interest in screenwriting. And so as I did that, as I started writing screenplays, coming up with ideas, and the more research I did, the more fascinating his story was, raised as a very pro-states' rights Democrat, making that transition after the Civil War, going back to Congress, this time as a Republican, again, toward the end of his life. There was a lot of conversation about him being the Republican nominee for president the next time around.
How big will your production crew be? How many camera operators, boom ops, production assistants, costumes, lighting, and et cetera will you need?
You know, as part of the pre-production process where we're at right now, Kevin, we're taking a really detailed look at the budget. We're doing a scene breakdown. So the film has, like any film, it has many, many scenes in it. We're going through, we're doing a detailed analysis on that. And so there will be some scenes that are very complex. There will be some battle sequences where we'll be doing a lot of shooting outdoors with lots of extras and special effects.
Nice.
And then there will be some other scenes where we're shooting indoors. There will be some scenes that depict his early life.
The person, the man to play the part of General John A. Logan. Can I assume you're looking for someone that just exudes a sternness, a confidence?
Absolutely, Kevin. I think, you know, John A. Logan was somebody who had a presence about him, who was very powerful, very forthright. And when he decided on a direction, he poured himself into that all the way. At the same time, he was very much a thoughtful and considerate person. He was very much somebody who considered the pros and cons in those situations where he had time to. For years, he saw the Civil War coming, and he was what I would call a reluctant warrior who, when war came, he was very, very good at it. So when you talk about the casting for John A. Logan, I think that there are many people out there, many guys who would do a great job, and we have in mind several who I think could do a great job. Our view in terms of who would play John A. Logan is it could be either someone who is very established and well-known, or it could be somebody who is kind of at the beginning of their career. Again, as I come back to the scope of this production, I consider it very similar to Braveheart or The Patriot. Both just happen to be Mel Gibson films, but in terms of stature, in terms of production value and casting level. And one thing that I would say too, Kevin, is, you know, since this is a Civil War piece and we are going to be depicting military battles.
Oh, yeah.
As part of that, if there are any reenactors on either the Union or the Confederate side. I'd love to hear from them also.
When will the shooting begin?
That we're taking one step at a time. Having said that, I think that it could be realistic that we would begin shooting as early as 2021.
Okay.
I would love to be able to shoot the majority of the scenes next summer, for example, the summer of 2021.
And to connect with Dave, the best way, email.
DaveDanielsonProducer@gmail.com.
And to hear more of our interview with Danielson, see our website. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.